Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, hello there. How's it going? My name's Tanner, and today we're going to watch Aliens, the sequel to Alien, a more action-y movie. Aliens is, but if you indulge me, as we watch this great action flick. If you want to watch along with me, I'll give a countdown to when I hit play. 3, 2, 1, play. Alrighty, so let's get them to see 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. This is the studio. I'm gonna turn this down a bit. So, how you guys doing? I believe Thursday. Part 1 came out of Alien on Wednesday and Thursday. Part 2 came out. Have you guys enjoyed it? I don't know yet. I'm still on Tuesday right now. As we hear the 20th Century Fox music play. It's just black screen. Think about depending on how long this movie is, I'm gonna have to like split it up into two parts again. I think about an hour is a time limit I have on episodes, it seems like. So if I tell split it up, I'll try to do better. I have to go back in. I should be able to do it now myself, you know. Anyway, how you guys doing? You guys doing good? Aliens. Anyway, you see a spaceship. I believe that's the vessel Ridley was in at the end of Alien. James Cameron directed this film. I think James Cameron directed Avatar and Titanic, right? Pretty sure. Let me double check that. Aliens, The Abyss, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Inception comedy True Lies. Oh yeah, James Cameron was a fucking phenomenal director. Great movies. Great action movies. Great all around. Proximity alert. So this thing's trying to get this little vessel thing. Nice. Welding. The metal cutter. Is that a robot? Yeah, I believe it is a robot. At least like a machine of some kind. Let's open that door open. Doing like a scan. Not if it, you know, it has the best scanners. I think Star Trek has like the best like scanning technology. Little what do you call them? I mean. Tricorders? Yeah, tricorders, yeah. They detect like life signs and like a damn like Apple Watch on her damn thing.
Bio readouts are all in the green. Looks like she's alive.
Yeah. Cat stare still. Sink. Beautiful ship. I believe this might be a model.
How are we today?
Oh, doctor's office. Ripley's awake. A couple days. What's this? It's a cat. Yay. I've been chilling with you in the ice freezer thing for like 20 years. So, quite interesting wardrobe they have here. Like a suit and tie. Especially gray on off white red tie. It's just that this might be a shock to you. It's long. How long? How long will it be?
57 years.
Oh, 57 years. Wow. So what's going on here? Oh no. What's wrong, buddy? Ripley. You have chest pains? The chest burster gets you? So. Oh wow. Killing me? Oh, wow. Oh my god, it was a nightmare. That was a great special effect.
Bad dreams again? You want something to help you sleep?
No. I've slept enough.
Yeah, bro. I've been sleeping for 57 years. It's all right. It's all right. It's outside. This is nice trees. Nice bench here. Enjoying a nice day outside. Our arms are crossed, suggesting just want to be protected. Oh, it's not even real. Okay. I thought they were outside. It was just an environment thing on the ship.
I really think we should worry about the hearing now, because we don't have enough time, okay? I read your deposition, and it's great.
Yeah. What do you think about? What do you think about? What do you think is happening right now? I don't know. Like, does it matter? Like, what do you think? I don't know. Daughter's dead.
2 years ago. I'm real sorry.
That's so sad. Oh, sorry for speaking, sure. Sorry. Wayland. Yeah, Wayland's the company. Yeah, Wayland is the company that they work for. Okay. If we see here, we, why am I seem so loud? whatever. What do you think? There's a...
I don't understand this.
Brett.
You've been here for 3.5 years. How many different ways do you want me to tell the same story?
Damn.
Look at it from our perspective, please.
Your perspective?
Subsequently set for self-destruct by you for reasons unknown.
Not for reasons unknown. I told you. We sat down there on company orders to get this thing, which destroyed my crew.
Yeah.
And your expensive ship.
The analysis team, which went over the lifeboat centimeter by centimeter, found no physical evidence of the creature you...
That's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
Any species like this hostile organism on LV-426?
No, it's a rock. No indigenous life.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away? Ma'am, I already said that it was not indigenous. It was a derelict spacecraft. It was an alien ship. It was not from there.
Yeah.
You get it? We homed in on its beacon
and found something never recorded once in over 300 surveyed worlds. A creature that gestates inside a living human host. These are your words. And has concentrated acid for blood.
That's right.
Look, yeah.
I can see where this is going. But I'm telling you that those things exist.
Thank you, Officer Ripley. That will be all.
Please, you're not listening to me. Kane, the crew member. Kane, who went into that ship, said he saw thousands of eggs there. Thousands.
Thank you. That will be all.
God damn it! That's not all. Because if one of those things gets down here, then that will be all. And all this bullshit that you think is so important, you can just kiss all of that goodbye.
And Ripley knows, man. Ripley has firsthand experience that this one thing can do. And she's very angry and very scared of how they're behaving and treating the situation right now.
Probation.
So took away her license and put her on like a probation.
These proceedings are closed.
Obviously, I think their company is covering up something here. People.
Terraformers, planet engineers, they go in, set up these big atmosphere processes to make the air breathable. It takes decades. It's what we call a shake and bake colony.
How many are there? How many colonists?
I don't know, 60, maybe 70 families.
Do you mind? 60, 70 families? Oh man, they're all swarming with xenomorphs. Oh man. Onto fog. something. Coal truck. Did they build that themselves? Is that a caterpillar? I see me. How the fuck are you up on that thing? It's so windy here. I recognize that security guard. I mean, I assume he's a security guard. It looks like a security guard. He has a badge and everything.
I'll be down in maintenance, okay?
Al!
What?
Hey, Al!
What?
Remember you sent some wildcatters out in the middle of nowhere last week, out past the Ilium range?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what?
One of them's on the horn, a mom and pop survey team. He says he's on to something, wants to know if his claim will be on it.
Why wouldn't his claim be on it?
Well, because you sent them out to that particular...
Is that Russell... Russell Crowe?
Why, and I don't ask. I don't ask because it takes 2 weeks to get an answer out here, and the answer is always don't ask. So what do I
No, that's not Russell Crowe.
Tell him as far as I'm concerned, if he finds something, it is his. Rydecker?
What?
Your kids are not supposed to be on this level. Go on, get out of here.
Wayland, I see Wayland all over this. On the teeny core. That's part of the company they were speaking of in the first movie, Wayland Utani. You got a caterpillar out there. Part of the guy they were just talking about being out there. On the thing. Look at what? Ooh, they found the ship.
Folks, we have scored big this time.
Scored very big.
I'm not sure.
It's the ship with the alien xenomorph's eggs in it.
Shouldn't we call in?
Let's wait till we know what to call it in as.
Probably not a good idea.
It's about as close as we can get. Should we take a look inside?
Probably not. Probably not a good idea, sir, to be honest with you. Apparently the air is breathable now. Oh, apparently the air is fine to breathe now. Maybe because they were terraforming it for a couple decades. But now it's fine to breathe. But before, they had to wear suits. So the couple, the man and woman are going into the ship in some flashlights. Again, very mechanically organic looking ship. Which like a looks like a carcass. This whole landscape is very, very creepy landscape in LV-426. Yeah, they're gonna be going. Oh shit! Bitch. You got one. The facehugger got him. Freaking audio there. Like blending in the girl's scream and the wind. So it like blends in her scream, blended into the wind there. That's pretty good. What do you think? I don't know, like, little cat. Cat lady. Ripley's a cat lady. Okay.
Hi, Ripley. This is Lieutenant Gorman of the Colonial Marine Corps.
Colonial Marine Corps.
Ripley, we have to talk. We've lost contact with the colony on LV-426.
What? Lost contact. Believe it, man. You're saying this. You're warning them, Ripley.
Go back out there. Forget it. It's not my problem.
Can I finish?
I mean, she's right.
There's no way.
Ripley, you wouldn't be going in with the troops. I can guarantee your safety. These colonial marines are very tough hombres. They're packing state-of-the-art firepower.
Space marines.
Nothing they can't handle. Lieutenant, am I right?
That's true. We've been trained to deal with situations like this.
Then you don't need me. I'm not a soldier.
Yeah, what do you need Ripley for?
Exactly what's going on out there. It may just be a down transmitter, okay? But if it's not, I would like you there as an advisor.
An advisor. You can advise him from, like, a spaceship, bro.
Why are you going?
I need her down there for... Yeah, the cargo.
So?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I think it's great that you're keeping busy. And I know it's the only thing that you could get. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It's great, honest work. I've worked similar jobs.
The company has already agreed to pick up your contract.
It's a very important job.
If I go.
In the,
if you go. Come on, that's
comedy.
Yeah,
you know, like,
to get out there, face this thing. Get back on the horse.
Spare me, Burke. I've had my psych evaluation this month.
Yeah, I know. I've read it. You wake up every night, your sheets are soaking with sweat.
I said no, and I mean it.
So you're still having nightmares?
Now, please leave. I am not going back, and I would not be any good to you if I did.
I completely understand. It's pretty unreasonable what they're asking Ripley to do. Nothing to think about, man.
Thanks for the coffee.
Sigourney Weaver is quite tall. Lady, poor Ripley, dude, still having these nightmares. She has a beautiful face. Like, aesthetically, it's very beautiful. Why is it my voice so loud?
Hello.
Hearing my own voice through the headphones.
Tell me one thing, Burke.
You know, like,
Right. Not to study. Not
hello?
To back, but to wipe them out.
Yeah, wipe them out, man. What do you think?
All right, I'm in.
Hmm. Talk shit about the cat. So she wants to get rid of aliens, get rid of the xenomorphs. Again, a very peculiar looking vessel we have here. It's like a pirate ship, almost. Or a Viking ship. It's like intimidation of intimidatingly designed. Like it's going to a war. Almost. Are we interested in watching the behind the scenes stuff on this? What do you guys think? I don't know. Some rockets? Or torpedoes, I guess.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Loader, talk loader. Hey, from those desk things. I want to get one of those. Everyone's on ice right now. I believe these are the Space Marines, the Colonial Marines. Gorm S, Apone, Hicks. There's Ripley, there's that one guy. There's a bunch of badass people here. Personally,
they ain't paying us enough for this mess.
Not enough to have to wake up to your face, Drake.
What?
Drake.
Is that a joke?
Oh, I wish it were.
Hey, Hicks. Man, you look just like I feel.
All right, sweetheart, so what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm.
Dana Farm. Yeah.
Talking about the greed and not this world shit.
Yeah, how about it?
All right, first assemblies at 15 people. Shag it.
Hey, Mira. Who's Snow White?
She's supposed to be some kind of consultant.
Snow White.
She saw an alien once.
Whoopie fucking do. Hey, I'm impressed.
Did you believe that?
Vasquez, have you ever been mistaken for a man?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, Vasquez. You're just too bad.
It's about to ask him. Now they're in the chow hall. Now they're in the chow hall. Eat some food. I'm woken up from the freeze.
There's some juicy colonist daughters we have to rescue from their virginity.
She's not even right. She's so fucking worried about these guys.
It's good for you, boy. Eat it. Hey, you sure wouldn't mind getting some more of that Arcturian poom tank. Remember that time?
Yeah, bro. The one that you had was male.
It doesn't matter when it's Arcturian,
bro. Hey, Bishop, man. Do the thing, Paul, please.
Bishop. Bishop is a robot.
Hey, what are you doing? Come on, quit messing around, Drake. Come on. Bishop? Hey, man.
Do it, Bishop.
Hey, not me, man.
Yeah, you.
Hey, come on, quit messing around.
Don't move.
Come on.
Trust me.
Yeah. Good job, Bishop. That's impressive.
Wasn't funny, man.
Lieutenant Gordon, Mr. Burke.
Yeah. Looks like the new lieutenant's too good to eat with the rest of us, Grants.
Boy's definitely got a corn cob up his ass.
Thought you never missed, Bishop.
You never said anything about an android being on board. Why not?
Yeah.
It never occurred to me. It's just common practice. We always have a synthetic on board.
I prefer the term artificial person myself. Is there a problem?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro. Last synthetic artificial person she came in contact with tried to fucking kill her. Yeah, first rule of robotics.
Just stay away from me, Bishop. You got that straight?
Guess you don't like the cornbread either.
Cornbread, man. I love me some cornbread. I mean, I completely understand her. Paranoia for robots, androids.
Marines, I'm sorry we didn't have time to brief you people before we left Gateway, but...
Sir.
What is it, Hicks?
Hudson, sir. He's Hicks.
What's the question?
Is this going to be a stand-up fight, sir, or another bug hunt?
Another bug hunt. Xenomorph.
What exactly are we dealing with here?
Ripley?
I'll tell you what I know.
Yeah.
We sat down on LV-426. One of our crew members was brought back on board with something attached to his face, some kind of parasite. We tried to get it off. It wouldn't come off. Later, it seemed to come off by itself and die. Kane seemed fine. We were all having dinner, and it must have laid something inside his throat, some sort of embryo. He started, he...
Look, man, I only need to know one thing. Where they are.
Yo, Vasquez, kick ass.
Anytime, anywhere.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Somebody said alien. She thought they said illegal alien and signed up.
Fuck you, man.
Anytime, anywhere.
Are you finished?
Ripley is like not playing games right now.
I really do.
Yeah, okay, right. Thank you, Ripley. We also have Ripley's report on Dish. I suggest you study
because
it.
Because just one of those things managed to wipe out my entire crew in less than 24 hours. And if the colonists have found that ship, then there's no telling how many of them have been exposed. Do you understand?
Anyway, we have it on Dish. Any questions?
Never watch the ending. Like, I swear, it's like more than one alien.
How do I get out of this chicken shit outfit?
You secure that shit, Hudson.
All right. Listen to me. I want this thing to go smooth and by the numbers. I want DCS and tactical database assimilation by 0830. Ordnance loading, weapons strip, and dropship prep details will have 7 hours. Now move it, people.
All right, sweethearts, you heard the man and you know the drill. Assholes and elbows. Hudson, come in. Come here.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Hey, Sarge. Yeah, lip cancer smoking those.
I want this loading lock sealed. Now. How many more you got, Spunkmeyer?
That's one.
Good. Take it away.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Be my guest.
Man, I would love to have one of these.
Please.
conquer, or we're going to take some. Is that understood?
Sir.
That's what we're going to do, sweetheart. We are going to go and get some.
Hey.
All right, people, on the ready line. Okay, yeah. Iron Lee!
Yeah! Yeah.
Iron Lee!
Yeah. Yeah!
Where are you?
Yeah, great, kick some ass.
To DCS ranging?
240, nominal to profile.
We're in the pipe, 5x5.
Schedule.
We're picking up some hull ionization.
Got it. Rough air ahead, we're in for some chop.
They're sort of ready to rock and roll into the nest.
How many combat drops?
Two. Including this one.
Oh,
man.
Check your camera. There seems to be a malfunction.
A malfunction?
Pan it around a bit. Good.
I'm ready, man. Check it out. I am the ultimate badass.
Yes, sir.
State of the badass art. You do not want to fuck with me. Check it out. Hey, Ripley. Don't worry. Me and my squad of ultimate badasses will protect you. Check it out. Independently targeting particle beam failings. Whap! Fry half the city with this puppy. We got tactical smart missiles.
This guy is that's showing his dick. His dick wagon.
Electronic bulb
knives, sharp sticks.
Knock it off, Hudson. All right, gear up. 2 minutes, people. Get hot.
Get hot.
Everybody wake up, Hicks.
Sorry, I'm like doing some YouTube stuff.
Oh, I see it.
So I'm getting on this thing, wipers or something.
That's the atmosphere processor.
Yep, that's it. Remarkable piece of machinery, completely automated. You know, we manufacture those, by the way.
Okay, Farrell, take us in low over the main colony complex.
Okay.
Summer shutters are sealed. There's no visible activity. All right, hold it 40.
We got here.
Give me a slow circle of the complex.
Structure seems intact.
What do you mean?
They still have power.
Okay, Farrell. Set down on the landing grid. Immediate dust off on my clear, then stay on station.
Stay on station. Look sharp. It's a very boxy car here. It's raining. Bypass.
Second squad, move up. Flanking positions.
Second squad online.
I think. Tore shit place apart, man. I believe they used CGI in this one. Okay. Never mind. Never mind about the videos part. Because, you know, too big of episodes I have for a video. Makes sense. What do you guys think? Come on, 51 minutes left or into the episode, so I might be at the and then this part soon. They just entered the we're climbing to this landing on LV-426, or have entered the colony building. There, I believe shit's about to go down.
All right, Hicks, Hudson, use your
I'll try to keep track of the time. Alrighty. Motion trackers.
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
His damn Popeye arm.
Order and search by twos.
Okay, Dietrich, Frost, you're up.
Drake. Got movement. I believe I know what this is. There. It's a wrap.
Sir, we have a negative situation here. Move it on, sir.
Negative. All right, Hicks.
Hicks, back up. Pan right. There.
You seeing this all right?
Yeah.
Looks melted.
Yeah, that's from the blood.
Bad guys here.
That's it from blood.
You like that? You're gonna love this.
Yeah.
We just finished our sweep. Nobody's home. Roger. Sir, this place is dead. Whatever happened here, I think we missed it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right,
maybe did miss it.
Let's go in and see what the computer can tell us.
It's not secure.
Area secured, Ripley.
Okay.
Team, head for operations. Hudson, see if you can get their CPU online.
Affirmative.
Hicks, meet me at the south lock.
Wow. So we're not sending anything. So we're recording. Let's see what's up.
Sir, we have the CPU online. No problem.
Good. Stand by in operations.
Stand by. We're at the 55-minute mark in the podcast. She doesn't like the situation, Ripley. Well, she's having probably not a good idea to do this. Kind of like look on her face. Oh my. Oh my Lord.
Any bodies? No, sir. Last stand. Must have been a hell of a fight.
Yeah, looks that way.
Yeah.
All right, Drake. This way. You should be able to cut through the med lab to operate.
Let's go. It's very much like a hospital in here, like a laboratory. Are those, there are panels, I guess. Maybe lockers. This music. She's very, they were studying them. What's going on here? Yes. Yes, sir, they are. All right, I paused it. And so, fuck, dropped something. Sorry for loud noise. But, we're gonna have to cut this little short for this first part. Because I don't wanna, like, over, you know. But, catch up for part two tomorrow of Aliens. And I'll see you next time tomorrow. For Aliens Part 2, I'm Ben Tanner, and this is Cozy Cryptid Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.